Peter Lucas Jones joins us from the north today. Peter is involved in many different kaupapa, but not the least of them running the radio station and media empire that he's set up in Kaitaia. But he is also our voice and advocate too for our Māori radio broadcasting efforts. Te rangatira, tēnā koe, Peter Lucas, it's always nice to have a kōrero with you. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora te olo tira, tēnā koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nā i o koutou kāinga maha puta no te motu. Lovely to be on here with you, Dale.
Kia ora, my friend, and when you catch up with your bro, you say, hey, you missed your slot, so I took it over and did a better job. That's what you can tell him when you bump him next time around. Two things. One, I was, you know, I'm very conscious of the quite sophisticated digital mahi that you're spearheading in the north on behalf of all of us, Ehoa. And I just wanted to pick up on that. But when I touched base with our whenanga from Te Taitokara, he said that the regionals are on this week. So maybe we'll just morph into both conversations. Start with Kapahaka, ne?
Yeah, so this Friday and Saturday, 5th and 6th of May, in Kaitaia at Te Rangia Niuniwa, the Kura Kaupapa, near the Kaitaia Airport, will be hosting the Taitokero Festival. Now, that's been running for about 44 or 45 years, and it's a non-competition event, but about 30 schools from throughout the Taitokero all perform. It's got a ngaho feel about it, and from right down in Warkworth or Mahurangi College all the way to Te Rerenga Wairua, there are schools that are participating on the stage, and that starts at 9 a.m. this Friday the 5th. Following that, we have Tōkihiki Tua, and Tōkihiki Tua is the regional high school kapahaka competition, and from there we'll find a first, a second and a third, and of course our representation from Te Taitokero that will participate in the national competition. This year Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika, or Radio Te Hiku, also known as Te Hiku Media, is going to be live broadcasting both events, which are pretty much being rolled into one event over 2 days. Now, we're going to be doing that on the Whare Kōrero app. And so the Whare Kōrero app is available on Android and your Apple phone. So you can download and watch the whare, watch through the Whare Kōrero, the live performances. And we'll also have them available there on demand. And we've found with our digital strategy that we use our live streaming as a way to drive people to content. And then whānau, hapū and iwi members can watch that content afterwards, and there really is a smorgasbord full of beautiful waiata haka and expressions from the haukāinga. Following on from that, we've been doing a lot of work teaching computers how to speak Māori. And it's much more advanced, of course, than the ChatGPT efforts. And that's because we have Māori leading these projects. Te Hiku Media is one of about 72 Māori digital companies. And Te Hiku Media is very proud to employ the most Māori out of all of those Māori companies. More than 75% of our staff are Māori, and we have have achieved efforts in text-to-speech, so that's developing a synthetic voice in Te Reo Māori. We're hoping to advance those efforts over the next year, but also look at ways to partner with those that have an interest in using those types of tools. We've also focused our efforts on developing speech-to-text, which we've got operating at about a 10% error rate in Te Reo Māori. And a big thing for us has been orthography. So not just writing things down, but punctuation, full stops, question marks, and teaching the computer when an utterance is a sentence, and when it's another idea, perhaps, that's going to be captured after a comma. So all those sorts of things is what we've been spending our time on. And one might add, this is a data science project. It's one of four domestic data science projects. Te Hiku Media's data science project is called Papareo. And Papareo is about developing a multilingual platform. I guess the next steps for us is to take into account the code switching abilities of our interviewees across Iwi Radio. And Iwi Radio has a treasure trove of data. And to teach computers how to speak Māori, machine learning and AI in the area of natural language processing, much of the data needs to be at least tagged and labelled to some extent. And that's because we are one of the minority languages that really are not everywhere in the digital world. So we're trying to find ways to make our reo available in as many places, but taking into account the mana and the tapu of the reo. And of course, we don't want to enable international corporates who represent largely white people. And I say that, Dale, because the technology industry is a very Pākehā-dominated space. So part of our mahi is about creating jobs, highly skilled jobs, for our Māori capability development. And I say our Māori capability development because we all play a role. And the dream is to populate those jobs with our people, because those highly skilled jobs, they have a remuneration that is the sort of remuneration we need to bring into our community. So the more people we have in highly skilled jobs, the more pūtea we're bringing into our communities. So that's part of the thinking behind the work that we do. But we also want to ensure that the very people that beat the language out of our parents' mouths are not the people that are selling the language back to us as a service.
Kia ora. What an interesting kaupapa. Of course, and with the advances digitally and AI and the like, the ability to convert text or the like, grammatically correct reo, is really, it's a superb opportunity for us. What about its workability as an app on our phones or our computers? When is that likely? How? What's the time frame? We've got a couple of minutes before the news comes in there. So when will it be usable to wider New Zealand, particularly for our whānau Māori across the land and beyond?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're using, we've developed Kaituhi as a starter. So Kaituhi, you can go to Kaituhi and just search it out online, Kaituhi. It's a Māori language transcription platform. So you can upload interviews, interview audio into reo Māori, and it will convert that audio to text. So that's available now. We're hoping to relaunch our products, but we're also hoping to make more widely available for consideration our kaitiakitanga license, because the real gold here is also the data. When we think about digital real estate and digital assets, we don't have to look too far back to see how our Māori assets were confiscated from us as Māori people, and now, of course, many of our people can't even afford to own a home or pay these astronomical rents. And likewise, we've got to take that learning, e hoki whakamuri, kia ngā whakamua, into the way we develop our digital relay state now and into the future.
I'll have to leave it there, Peter Lukasani, because it's got to go across to Scotty with our newsy Te Reo Māori, but what an awesome kaupapa you guys are working on our behalf, and I really respect the effort that you're putting in, and also your understanding of the lay of the land digitally. It's so encouraging and inspiring for our connectability going forward, and it's always wonderful to have you on the program, brother. Thank you very much for sharing some kōrero today.
Kia ora, Deo. Ka kōrero anō tāua.
Ai, ai. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, Peter Lucas.